You got it.
I have to put it all still to get in.
I know it.
And that was on Friday, Saturday. So like they charge for that house. Depending on the day of the week.
Oh, lordy.
And I guess like leaf season goes up for Christmas.
We were just talking this meeting every other month. We hope.
All right, it is 5:30 PM. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission of the City of Woodway, Texas, October 26, 2023. I would like to open the floor for public comment. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. If you wish to make a public comment, please come up to the podium, state your name and your address, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. So we will open the floor at 5:30 PM for public comments.
My name is Christian Espina. I actually go to Baylor University. Right now, I am the president of Club Disc Golf for the university, and I'm just come to want to talk about Lakeside Park, and just more specifically the disc golf side. Faculty advisor and I have been in communication with Mitch Davison about potentially upgrading the park and just getting the disc golf side more up to date pertaining to baskets, tee pads, and just other signs, adding benches, more garbage cans, and all that. The reason being is us as a club and also other businesses for disc golf and just tournament directors would like to host tournaments out here we personally think it's an amazing course, but the problem is we cannot do that due to non-uniformity of baskets and also just tee pads not being uniform. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I am Ann Stewart. I am here to talk about the Forever Young Senior Citizen Center, and we have renamed the CPC Senior Center to clarify that it is open to anyone 60 and over from the entire Waco Metroplex. We are located at 101 Sharon Drive here in Woodway in the CPC Activity Center. We're open Monday and Thursday, 9:30 to 12:30. We're here, we're open, we're happy to have anyone come visit and or participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Scott Giddings, I'm at 1140 Woodland West Drive in Woodway. I was on city council for 12 and a half years and wanted to give a little insight about some of the thinking that we went into on the family center, why we approved it. But we had talked a long time, and actually even before I got on council 14 years ago, we saw a need for a larger facility. But also what we saw was the fact that the current center was costing a lot of money in our budget for repairs. It was just kind of falling apart. I mean, it was 50 years old. But this decision actually went on probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years of discussion, and we finally found a way that we could go ahead and decide on approving the budgeting and the money for the new family center. But also at the time, what we were looking at is I had a niece that we were raising, and so I used all the facilities out there, volleyball and basketball and especially the t-ball, and there was always a problem with parking. There's, you know, I mean, especially when, and if there's two events going on at the same time and where all the fields are full, it's, you're sometimes parking all around. It's just a mess. So we thought, you know, what made the most sense is why putting additional money into the old facility and just actually demolish it and do some parking. Now, I know there's been some changes the last few years, some different thinking, but I think the biggest thing that I was looking at and still thinking about is it was silly to waste money on a facility that was literally just falling apart, and especially when we needed parking also in that area. And I just wanted to, you know, come and give you a little insight of that facility and the history and what was our thinking at the time. And I know you're not making a decision tonight, but I think it's something you're going to have to look at in the future, and I may be back to put some input on that too. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Diana Palich, and I'm a member of First Baptist Woodway, and I also facilitate a bereavement support group there, and so I work with a lot of widowers and widows, and I appreciate that Central Presbyterian offers a senior group. We do also. However, not everybody in this area is a church member or feels comfortable going to activities at churches. That's why a community-based center is a good idea for seniors, to all seniors that don't feel comfortable, that are not Christian, come from other faiths, would feel welcome and comfortable coming into the building. And we did spend some money, I know, on the bathrooms and stuff, remodeling, and so it's not dilapidated, it's not falling apart. There is some improvements that have been done, so it's, you know, we can all see with our own eyes, we're using it right now. So I just think that we need to kind of just take a look at it. We've had people go through it and look at it. I think we need to offer the seniors in this area a place to go that's outside of a church for those that are not church members, do not come from the Christian faith, and want a neutral area to come and have activities where they can do cards, that kind of thing, but also physical activities where they would need more space than just a room in a center or in a church, that kind of thing. So just want to throw that out there for you all to think about. Not everybody comes from the Christian faith in this area. So,
thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm Lori Witzel. I live here in Woodway. I know you can't answer me, but I'm just misunderstanding why item number 9 tonight is just a discussion when it was, I mean, just an update. It was supposed to be a discussion. Just wanted to make that clear. I don't understand, because we were told that it was going to be a discussion. And as far as the old family center, I understand that we have spent a lot of money on updates. I understand that, and we don't want to keep throwing money away. But if we get engineers in there and we do it right, that is a very valuable property that is worth a couple to $3 million that we're just going to throw away to make a parking lot, I don't agree with that. I will also back what Diana said about a lot of people aren't comfortable going to churches that they don't go to and that offer a senior facility in one room with for 2 or 3 hours. That's not a senior facility available to them directly. So I think that we need to keep the old family center. We did not get the original space we were supposed to get with the new family center. It was originally supposed to be 22,000 square feet, is what I learned in this last city council meeting. We are at 15,300 or something. So if it's overcrowded all the time and we're going from an old family center that's 12,000 square feet to a new one that's only 15,000 square feet, that is not providing what we needed the original new building for anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address the commission? Okay, we'll close the public comments at 5:39 p.m. Thank you all very much. Mr. City Manager, I believe you have an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commission. I'd like to introduce you to the new Assistant City Manager, Adam Nihilet. Adam comes to us from a search of about 40 candidates. He started with the city last month. He has previous city manager experience in the city of Hyco in Seminole, Texas. He is a former police officer and served in the military. He holds a Master's of Business Administration and a Master's of Public Administration from TCU. He will be with us assisting my office, the staff, and council, but he will also be supervising directly the Family Center, the Arboretum, and the Pavilion, and he'll be working with you in the future, conducting the meetings and the agenda and things like that for you. Mr. Nihilet.
Hello, Chairman and Board members. I just wanted to be able to have a face with the name if there's anything I can do for any of you. Have an open door. I'm here usually before 8 and after 5, so if you're running a little behind on something, feel free to reach out to me. Looking forward to being a part of the team and getting acclimated out here. So thank you all very much, and come see me.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. Thank you.
This doesn't need to go in the minutes, but go Frogs. It's scary saying that in Waco, Texas. So,
well,
like
one arm around the Baylor Bear. And I was the
same. It's good to have more purple in Waco. Woodway.
All right. On to item 4: discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held August 24th, 2023. We need a motion to discuss and consider action, please.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
We need to have a motion just to discuss them first.
We don't need a motion to discuss.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Thank you. We need a second.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any corrections or any discussions on the minutes from August 24th, 2023? Now we're going to entertain a motion to approve the minutes, please.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a motion to approve the minutes?
We have a motion. We need a second.
Second.
And a second. All approved. Please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And it is approved. Thank you all. Item 5, discussion and consider action on an expansion of parking area at Pike Hall Park. Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I doing this or you're doing it? Is this working?
Yes.
Okay. This is Whitehall Park. As you know, a little over a year ago, you approved some play equipment that has been installed there. The bottom right of your screen is where the old play equipment was, and originally we had the idea to go back with additional parking in that space. Since we vacated that area, we have talked to some backdoor neighbors who have concerns about drainage or issues with cars in that general area, and it also got staff to thinking about kids trying to go across that drive or into the other parking lot. And as a safety feature, it might be better to move that parking lot and just green that bottom right space up. And so what staff came up with was the idea to add the parking closer to the play equipment and also in an area where there wouldn't be any motorized traffic. So it would be a safety component and address the concerns of our neighbors to the at the bottom of the screen. And so what staff is asking for is your recommendation to council. They have budgeted $160,000 for this project to build the parking lot there. So if it meets your approval, we would go with engineering and construction and bid documents to bring to the council at a later date. If this does not suffice for you and you have an idea that you would prefer, we're okay with that. But we have a $160,000 budget.
Okay. I need a motion, please, to discuss this matter. We have a motion and a second. And we have a second. Any questions for Mr. City Manager on this project?
I have a question. Is that to scale? Like, if I'm looking at the tennis courts, that looks like a lot of lots, parking lots. Is that
the parking at the top is the same amount of space as it's at the bottom.
Okay.
I don't know how the engineer drew it. I don't. Can't answer that question.
Okay.
Is the parking that's there staying?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's additional.
But those are only about 12 to 15 spaces.
Okay.
But
yeah.
we feel with the walking, the courts, the playground equipment, more the people using the gazebos in the back, more needed, and it's an opportunity.
I've been there. The parking, that's not enough. So we definitely need more.
I hate putting parking in the middle of that big green field, but I don't know. I don't have a better place to put it. So, you know, in 5 years, it'll be the way it's always been, and we'll get over it. But, I like the big field, but that is a really big field. It's not like it's taken up the whole entire thing. You could still do practices. Will there be any kind of fencing or barricade around it so that if a kid is doing soccer practice, they're not
I guess that's an engineer. That's an engineering and cost deal. We could look at some barricading, but it may be value engineered down to curb stops because of what the market conditions are for the type of overlay we put there. Mm-hmm. So we will try to make it. We have to put some kind of barricade.
Yeah.
But that'll be determined at the cost of
with the budget.
What materials are costing.
Does the budget include whatever you were planning to do with the old playground spot?
We're just going to, it's fenced right now. If you go with this plan or suggest another one, we'll pull that fencing out and just green, put sod down and just let it green up and just mow it from then on.
I would like to see fencing around it as well, just for the safety of the kids playing in that big field. And for the safety of the cars, so soccer balls aren't kicked into the parking lot as well.
Even if it's just like the, you know, cement posts that are, 3 or 4 feet high, it doesn't have to be like a big privacy fence.
I think you'll see some corner posts or some
something
scattered posts.
With the cabling that goes between the posts. And I know that could very well eat up the entire budget right there.
Other questions or observations on this project for Mr. City Manager? All right, I will call for a motion on this project.
I'll move that we accept this parking project as proposed.
Okay, we have a motion.
A second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. And we move on to item 6, discussion and consider action on installation of pergola at Carlene Bright Arboretum. Mr. City Manager.
Ms. Gomez, who is over this pavilion property, would be here tonight, but she had a concert that had to move in and prepare for it, so she's not here with us tonight. Nobo Architecture is a local architect that we've used in the past, Ms. Gallagher, who did a lot of work with the Arboretum and its design as you see it now. We always had a space when you're facing the pavilion to the right behind what we call the caterer's entrance or the staff entrance, a green space that is just never really utilized. And so staff wanted to bring to you for consideration options to make that a additional rental, a separate rental, just passive use in the evening just for public use. And so she came up with some this conceptual design of a pergola in that area. And so if you see E, that is the pavilion. So if you're going into the pavilion and you go into the main meeting area, E is to your right, and it's those panel of doors there. This will be accessible from E, but also a sidewalk coming off or out of the parking lot so that you can find it. You see how the pergola is there, and don't get hung up on the exact design. That could be determined at a later date. You could like this design, but this is just kind of her attempt at doing a layout. So coming out of the pavilion, there'll be a walk area that's lit. There will be other seating areas for it. But you can use this as, like I said, for an afternoon to spend with your family out there to sit. There will probably be like other areas of the Arboretum where there's music that's coming in, or it can be controlled for other events. It can be used for a small rental, a wedding, a reunion, some kind of celebration of some kind. Or we get a lot of demand during graduation periods or even wedding pictures or engagement pictures for people to use the grounds for memorable pictures. This is another angle of the walk area coming out of the pavilion. Go ahead.
Where it starts, I'm just trying to visualize where the front of the arboretum is.
This?
The pavilion is. So.
Well, I'm not sticking, but to the right is the exit of the pavilion. To the left of the pergola is going back into the walking trails, the old walking trails. Towards the lake is to the left. But the right, that very shaded white corner, is the steps of the pavilion.
So do we get a lot of requests now for the...
We need to make a motion before we discuss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm
so sorry.
Anything else in your presentation, Mr. City Manager?
Just a couple of other pictures, but I can do it whenever you open it up.
So we need a motion to discuss the project of an installation of a pergola at Carling Bright Arboretum.
I'll motion.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Any questions?
I can't see the, well, I've been out to the out there several times, and how much was the to build that? What's the estimated cost?
She says around $200,000, but it's not, you don't know what it costs until you go out for bids in this kind of market environment. Mm-hmm. We would use hotel motel monies to pay for that.
So does it kind of serve the same purpose as the gazebo would do? And is that used?
Yes.
Frequently?
Very frequently.
Okay.
These are just other angles, and I can go forward and backwards. I'm not trying to rush you on. And if you don't like this idea, that's fine.
A pergola, though, is just the cover, right?
Right.
So we wouldn't have benches and different things like that?
There are benches, and there are recommended benches in case you want to have, like, a little wedding. You see the pergola kind of to the left side, and those little brown slats are the benches out in the open.
I think that's, I can't see the big benefit of having that for that amount of money. That's just, the Arboretum and all has all of that already on the property. Senior pictures and weddings and things like that are already being taken care of there. So to me, that's... it's just my opinion is that we don't need it right at the moment.
It would be an extension, as I'm seeing it, of the Arboretum.
It could be an extension or another draw to the Arboretum area for other events.
Of the area that's being not used at this
time. Right. We're just mowing that area.
And the other gazebo is, you said it's often reserved or taken?
Right, and it's mostly this season into the spring, depending on weather. And some people book both on the gazebo and the pavilion on the bet, or they do the wedding at the gazebo and they do the reception inside. There's a lot of different combinations they use, but one can only rent the gazebo and somebody else doing the pavilion at the same time, or they just do it all and lock it all up in one.
It is a lot of money. I just think of, like, Cameron Park, I know, has a dozen pavilions that could be rented, and I know that that's frequently used and a great purpose for them. So I would be interested in hearing more about it. Do we have other places that we rent? I know at Whitehall.
You know, we have other outdoor areas, but not for this kind of event. We have places for kids' birthdays or people gather. The only other property that we have a room in the old family center that was used for bookings of parties. The new family center has a room. Whitehall, once all this new family, old family center washes out, we'll need to have a discussion about it, because there was some discussions about what to do with it.
If we vote to send it to bid, we can still vote later not to do it if it's...
Yeah, your next step would be coming up with some conceptual, some harder drawings.
Okay.
And then you would go out and get an opinion of probable cost. Then you would do it one of two ways. A project manager at risk, you may not get anybody interested because this is a pretty small project. Or you would just do it by a sealed bid. But if you like the idea, you don't like the design... we can bring her in, and y'all can give your vision.
I like the idea of utilizing space that isn't being used, especially if there is a need and a demand, you know, for it. It sounds like people are calling. I'm wondering when, I don't know who said it. Something triggered. I'm wondering if instead of a pergola, where you're locked into more of like, this is going to be a wedding ceremony in this spot. If it is more of like a small covered pavilion, because then you could do a wedding ceremony, or you could have a family reunion dinner, you know, there, or there might be more options for what that space could be used. Like I would be interested to see, you know,
hear more ideas.
Yeah.
What would be
the
difference between a pavilion and a pergola?
Well, I guess I'm looking at, like, with the way that the overall picture was set up, it was, like, the pergola is definitely at, like, the front of an event space, kind of like, okay, we're going to have a wedding, like, yeah.
There.
Like, that very much looks like a place where, you know, you'd stand to do a wedding, not necessarily rent a table to put there to have a dinner or have a birthday party or something like that, especially with the benches there. You know, so I'm wondering if there is something to best utilize that space for people to rent that might have a little bit more flexibility or a little more inclusiveness of the types of events that could be there.
Yeah,
maybe.
And for those,
because this is beautiful.
Yeah, that's really pretty. But the walkway right here, because I always think of my mother. She is a and it would have to be concrete or, you know, blacktop or something, but not that caliche stuff or whatever that is.
But that's just a concept.
I think the overall idea of let's make that space something usable is great.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
And the location it makes sense for it to be more of an event type space. There's not a lot else over there, right?
Yeah.
It's not like where you're looking in the gardens or other things. So it makes sense for it to be like a...
It is a little more private.
Right, that you can reserve
or rent. So it's more private than the gazebo.
Yeah, I mean, just because of where it's located.
Where they're located.
Yeah, I would say the thing I like about this design, though, is it lends itself to a nicer event.
Agreed, yeah.
So, photo ops or
nice, yeah.
But great. What happens to the funds that people pay to rent venues here? What is that?
It goes against the offset of what we would take out of hotel motel to operate the facilities.
Okay. So in rental fees, it would sort of start to pay itself back.
And can you give just a quick so that everybody understands? Because I think sometimes some people know and some people don't about the restricted funds that are hotel motel and that are not from our general fund.
Yes, ma'am. When you stay in any hotel in the state of Texas, there's several additional fees that go against it. And in Woodway, where when you stay, you have the hotel motel tax. It is 7.5%, I think, for us, and 5% for the county. I may be a little off on both those numbers. Adam, by chance, close enough for this?
I can get you an answer. That's pretty close.
I think that's close enough. But of those funds.
Come on, TCU. Yeah.
Hold on, I'll Google it. I'm on it.
But of those funds, you can't use them for anything that does not, in their terms, put heads in beds. But there's other things that you can use it for. The arts, gift bags for other tourists. Projects that are coming here, convention centers, we don't have that. Sports fields, if you're a big enough county, we're not. But the expenses of the Arboretum and the pavilion and the things that it takes to maintain can be paid for with the hotel motel tax. Some of the music components, because it's considered the arts in the statute, is allowable expense for that. And you don't have to charge for any of that, but if you choose to charge, if you don't make the money, it can be offset for that. But that's about what it can be used for. But you can't use it to pay for the fire truck. You can't use it to build a street because getting there is difficult. You just can't do it for that kind of stuff. But if you can tie it back to hoping that you get somebody in for an event or the use, then it's an eligible expense.
I do think whatever the design ends up, something like that could become a very iconic thing that when people see it, they know, oh, that's in Woodway, you know, especially for photos and events. So whatever the design ends up being, could be an opportunity for that.
Well, I agree that the space, if we could put something there that we need, it's a great place to put it. I just don't want to spend a lot of money for something that I feel is already being utilized there on the property. And the expense to me for that, what we've seen, was just, you know, too much for me. But different ideas, if we could see some more ideas on that, drawings or something.
So you want something more enclosed?
Well,
I got your surface.
No, I like the design of this. I would probably make it a little bit wider so that it could be, and I don't know what the dimensions on this are, but a little bit wider so that if you did want to, say, put a couple of tables in there and have like a nice dinner or, you know,
like a dinner party.
Somebody said family reunion, and so that's what is in my mind. Like, yeah, how beautiful in like this open air kind of a thing.
I think
instead of just being narrow where it looks like, oh, that is for portraits or a wedding, you know.
Just interested in something
a little wider.
That's more multi-use,
mm-hmm.
where we're not going to be cornered into a wedding venue.
Where it's only for that, yeah.
Large enough to accommodate events other than weddings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And as it's designed there, that would be tough to use for photographs because since there's no covering over the whole thing, you've got shadows, you've got light, you've got shadows, you've got lights, and it's tough to photograph in a space like that.
Yeah, I know when she's, you know, all behind those frameworks would be backlighting or stage lighting.
So
or,
in the evening it would be.
Yeah, so it, that will all be powered up for screens, outdoor movies, but also events there that you would have stage lighting that would complement whatever you're having on that site, on that stage or pergola. So go back to the drawing boards is kind of the mission I'm getting?
Okay. Yeah, I think we all pretty much like the idea of, it's a great idea to use that wasted space. Yeah. I think if we can come up with like a little wider, so maybe we could have private dinner parties out there or small cocktail parties, and or it could be used for other events besides just weddings. And
so not back to the drawing board, just dream bigger.
Yeah, there you go.
Go forward, not backward with it. Yeah. You know,
raise the budget.
Do you have an idea of what the, just out of curiosity, what that fund, the hotel motel fund, like what that's sitting at?
It, I can get you the number, but it generates about $700,000 to $800,000 a year, depending on bookings. And fortunately, Waco Woodways. Occupancy rate usually in the mid-80s, which is better than market, but you have a good high level quality of hotels here maintained, and in the industry they have to turn a room to keep most of their franchises every 3 to 5 years, and so a third of the hotel should always be doing something. Not that that's how it happens, but that's normally 3 to 5 years they're turning that room over, carpet, bed, you know, upgrades. So fortunately, we have good ownership here, and most of it's local ownership. So.
Any other questions or discussion?
Do you want that hard number?
I'm curious.
Okay, I'll get it for
you. You know, like, what does this take? Like, what percentage are we? But to know that it's even just
You're not gonna have this. This isn't gonna hurt you.
So we can entertain a motion to ask staff to expand on this idea and come back to us. So that's the motion we need, please.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. And we move on to item 7, discussion and consider action on hosting a Christmas event at Carlene Bright's Arboretum. And I believe there was a piece of paper at your seats up here on Discover Woodway Christmas event, Mr. City Manager.
Thank you. Staff really wants to try to do some type of Christmas event. And so this is different than what we talked about last time. This is more an internal staffing event, and Ms. Gomez would have been here for this presentation, but you got me again, so I apologize. Like I said, this is geared more towards local residents and anybody wanting to visit, but also kids, grandkids, great-grandkids that can come out. We're planning it to be Friday, December 1st, it's between 6:30 and 9, although the grounds will be open thereafter, but it will be themed for this event. We think the budget's about $7,500, but what we want to get into is some kind of tree lighting, meet Santa. The youth commission will be volunteer, or they will get some of their choir friends to come and host some caroling with a Christmas-themed concert. Food trucks, a vendor market probably in Whitehall or on the tents like the farmer's market is, and do a few other things. But that's just trying to come up with another idea. And with the time frame we're at, this is probably the last idea we can come up with for this year if this doesn't work for you.
So we need a motion to open discussion.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion and a second. And we have a second. Questions, please.
Do I need a second?
Yes, ma'am.
We have one.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
We did this years ago, and I don't know how some of you probably remember that, and it was simple, but it was wonderful. You know, we had a Christmas tree and the lighting and the Christmas carols and hot chocolate, and Whitehall was open, and I'm glad that we're thinking about bringing it back because I think it was very successful and very good for the community.
So on the Santa's workshop, what's the idea for that?
It's open for discussion. If you got some ideas, we can carry them back to Ms. Gomez and see if we can fit it in.
Yeah, I have it in my heart to have a Santa's workshop for kids to buy presents for their folks, their siblings, grandparents to be able to buy for their great-grandchildren or whatever, because there used to be something like that in Hewitt, and mm-hmm. it was so great.
But we're going to have to collect sales tax on that.
I was talking to the lady that had it at her shop several years ago, and she said if you just do it as a charity, then the things that are donated for the Santa shop, that would take care of that, I think. Or that's what they were saying, that would take care of that, and we wouldn't have to do the sales tax. Would that work?
Okay. Where's the seed money to buy the stuff going to come from? And what do you go buy and hope you don't overbuy? Let's just, I don't know what your concept of the gift is, but let's just say slippers. How many you buy, what size you buy, who pays for the slippers before you get the donation?
Oh, I don't know about that. But slippers are pretty big.
Do what?
In a Santa shop, slippers are pretty big.
So this is different than the vendor market? You're saying like a central shopping thing?
I just know that they used to have a little, it was called Santa's Workshop or Santa Shop, and the kids could go in there and buy like a little hair thing for their sister or, you know, one of those Nerf balls for their brother or something like that. Give their brother and sister something.
The lady you talked to, did she own the shop?
She owned the salon, and she had that inside her salon.
That she had the inventory.
Oh, well.
We don't have
to. She had a hair salon.
It was a hair salon. And kids can bring their money to school, and then they get to buy, you know. It's like just ordered junk from Oriental Trading. But when you open it from your second grader, that they are so excited that they got to buy something. I think it's that kind of concept
I
was thinking that Santa's workshop would be like you go in and you make, you know, something really glittery.
I think it's more like make a
you know,
card,
make a little craft or
decorate a cookie.
Yeah, you know, that kind of a thing. I don't know what the
I mean, I like this. I like this whole idea without the Santa shop. I was just asking because it was on here, but I like the whole just having the hot cocoa and the, you know, the tree and the, you know, Santa and all of that. I think all of that's great.
And I see that one of the things was a toy drive, which I think the city of Woodway does the Toys for Tots, which this would fit into that very nicely.
We host that, and then the Thanksgiving, we do the cans, mm-hmm. canned goods here at all the city buildings, so it would be
good.
I think this idea fits our community so mm-hmm. much better than the first one we saw. I really love this.
Okay.
This idea.
Have we looked at the calendar for when McGregor is doing its thing, and is downtown Waco doing a Christmas thing? Or have we looked at the calendar to make sure we don't conflict?
Mr. Rogers, do you know why we picked December 1st?
I have not been part of this.
I think we checked the calendar. It's probably the least amount of competition.
Okay.
You didn't check my calendar.
Is there a reason for the start time?
I'm sorry?
Is there a reason specifically for the start time?
I wish Lindsay was here to answer all this. I'm sorry.
I think the tree lighting would be at dark, so it starts later in the evening, so it starts around 7.
Not in December. It'll be dark at 5.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Good
call. City of Waco tree lighting is also that night, if this is updated for this year. Yeah, it is updated for this year, so that's just an FYI.
But if it's just, I mean, from 6:30 to whatever the time was, 6:30 to 9:30,
to me, if I lived in McGregor, I wouldn't come here at that time of the evening for that,
yeah.
And vice versa. Yeah. I wouldn't go there.
Well, this is the downtown Waco one.
So, I mean,
the one in downtown Waco is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I mean, it draws a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about if we say it this way?
If you want
to support it, we find a different date, and it could be during the week.
Yes.
But yeah. you like the concept.
We do.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm available that Thursday.
Emily, are you saying something? Yeah, I would not mind if it overlapped with the week. I would much prefer to go to this one. Mm.
I can't hear you.
I was saying, I would much prefer to go to a smaller one. Like, I wouldn't mind if a lot of people were at the downtown.
Oh, yeah, the Waco one is, no. I don't want to go to that one again, by the way. I'm good.
Well, I don't either, but a lot of folks do.
Yeah. Well, and I would think for trying to get, if this is something that we have the vision to become an annual tradition, you want to do everything within our power to make it as successful.
Ms. Gomez
possible.
May have picked
year and date conflict might be one of
she
those.
She may
things.
Have booked this because that's her only open night on her property.
So it might be that it needs to be.
Maybe it is what it is, but y'all need to tell me if y'all want to stick with this date or find a better date, or I get y'all want to do it.
I would say stick with the date unless she could do something better, but I mean, you know.
I would say we need to find another date.
I don't know. I don't think I'd put it on top of downtown.
Y'all might have a hard time getting the food trucks.
Or the vendors. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of the food trucks that are down here.
I would hate to predicate this on one person's schedule, with all due respect to Ms. Gomez. Is that right? Is that what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I would hate to predicate this event on one person's schedule. Was that Ms. Gomez? Was that who you said?
Well, I'm not saying her schedule.
Okay.
What she's booking at the Pavilion Arboretum.
Oh, okay. I'm just misunderstood.
Because, like, the Pavilion is booked for the next week on weekends for the next 2 years.
Okay, I misunderstood. I'm sorry then.
Yeah.
But okay.
It's not her personal schedule.
Okay.
Gotcha. I was with you.
Thanks for letting me clarify, but.
Okay. Kristen and I misunderstood.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Could we utilize Whitehall Center then instead of the Pavilion?
Well, this was going to be in the Arboretum Whitehall area.
At the Whitehall area. Okay.
Yeah, and hoping for good weather. Because
mm-hmm.
the tree is going to be outside. It's going to be that size of a tree. So...
Yeah, I'm just nervous about doing it on Waco's because I know they do have a big event. And it's more than just Christmas carols. And
mm-hmm. I would be worried getting the Midway Choir, Youth Commission, getting those kids here if there's that going mm-hmm. on in downtown on a Friday night as well.
I think Ms. Goble kind of said it. Try to find a better date, but if that's all you got,
yeah.
You still
yes.
want to
yeah.
do it?
Yeah.
If we have to do it on December 1st, the time has changed, so it will be darker earlier. Can we look at adjusting the time depending on what the Waco schedule is?
Let me see what it said on Waco's website. The tree lighting and fireworks is from 7 to 7:30. Gates open at.
I just think there's going to be a lot of people that are, if there's another alternative than the huge one in Waco, I think they'll come. I really do. I think they'll come. It was so crowded and so congested last time. It was hard to get around.
Do we have any other questions or discussion? Can we have a motion to move forward with this, with the possibility of another date? If not, we'll stick to December 1st. We can adjust the time, possibly, to not conflict so much with Waco.
I so move.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor, aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank y'all. And item 8, discussion and consider action hosting a 2024 solar eclipse event at Carlene Bright Arboretum. Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if y'all are aware, but April 8th of 2024 will be a total solar eclipse. Waco is hosting something, but we thought with the proximity of Lakeside Park number 2, although this will happen during the day, during the school day, that it might be a good community event to host and promote. Come out and see the eclipse from Lakeside Park, too. And so we will provide custom glasses with city advertising, shirts, stickers. Like I said, invite the local schools to participate if they want to come out and explain a science project or anything. And then also try to get some food trucks to be involved for that event. It's going to be just a 12 to 3 o'clock thing. But there's a lot of communities and a lot of stories being written in preparation for this. And so we're asking if you would consider supporting this kind of a project. This is another idea that has come from the staff.
All right, a motion to discuss this project.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And a second. Questions for the city manager?
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I too. My college roommates live in Tucson, Arizona, and they called and said, can we come stay with you?
Yeah, from what we hear, so, we're in the best
like prime,
viewing
yeah.
path.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think capitalizing on that is great.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people that the last little eclipse that we had here just the other day mm-hmm. was monumental to mm-hmm. so many people. Mm-hmm. And so we missed it, so I'm all for it.
And this is one of those I don't think is as big of a deal to double on top of what City of Waco is doing. You know, I think
it's
the more things that are happening, the better for
right.
people, you know, so.
Great opportunity for the kids, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thought about, I know a short time frame is probably good, I guess you probably don't need to advertise it too much before noon. I'm just wondering if it was to say people to show, especially if you have food trucks, if that was
you know, they'll probably
at like
be coming at 10 or 10:30.
I mean, people will get there early probably.
Yeah, people
but,
will be coming to get their
but the
their
bulk
spots,
of the program is there. That's good.
I would talk to very early. I would talk to the administration of Woodway Elementary School for a field trip for their kids.
Midway just needs to let school out that day.
Baylor is letting school out that day.
I think a lot of schools are, but that's beside the point for tonight.
So do we make
I think it's great.
Yeah, any other questions on this? We need a motion to approve this, please.
I make a motion that we approve the solar eclipse.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank y'all. Number 9, an update on the existing Woodway Family Center facility. Mr. City Manager.
Y'all have met and considered some options for the old Family Center. Council has considered those recommendations. Council was going to send back a reconsideration of keeping the existing Family Center, and then council met again and decided to ask staff to put together a request for proposal to study what is best use potential and what it would take, if anything, to get it to be a usable or existing use as it is. And so instead of having that discussion from the what to do with it to keep it, we're now in this request for proposal thing. And so staff has found somebody to assist writing the request for proposal. And what a request for proposal is, it will be advertised and go out through many mediums to get people to respond, to submit a proposal to look at the interior, the exterior, the quality, the getting into the building, the parking area, and then what it can be used for, senior activity, bleed over activity, better use for not even being there. That's for them to give you advice and the council advice on. And so that's what a request for proposal is. We may get none. We may get 10 proposals. We don't know. We got to go out and test the market. Staff has recently asked council to submit ideas or questions that they want addressed in the request for proposal. We're putting that narrative together. From there, the vendor will help us design the request for proposal. We will then go out and advertise that in the paper and other available means. And then there will be some type of selection process to determine which person brings in the best request for proposal. And we're hoping with any alterations or additions or repairs, they will put cost or opinions of probable cost to that. This is a lot of an ask, because there was two parts to the request for proposal, and it's just getting put all in together. I don't know what you're going to get back, or I don't know what we're going to get back, but that's our current directive from the council.
Thank you. This is not an item for discussion. It is an update only according to the agenda. So, anything else, Mr. City Manager, on this?
No, but if you have any questions, call me.
Thank you. Item 10, reassign subcommittees on facility maintenance and upkeep. And so in the past, two members of this commission have kind of taken on these parks as a pet project, not to do the actual work, but just to keep an eye on, to visit, to let staff know what needs to be done, what we see, what we hear from other citizens about these parks. Is there anybody who is passionate about any particular park that you would like?
Go ahead. I'm passionate about Pole, since it's my neighborhood.
Okay, Mary is with Pogue.
I would like to stay with Activity in Lakeside, Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina.
I would also like to stay with those two.
Barbara. I'd like the Family Center.
Emily, okay. I've got it here. I was just looking to see who said something.
I'll take Whitehall.
Okay. Teresa, thank you.
You can put me wherever you need me, but if maybe I'll switch to Family Center if you don't need me somewhere else.
It's up to you.
I'll go to Family Center.
Okay. I will. Do you have a preference?
She got my preference. Mm-hmm. I really can't obligate myself right at the moment,
okay,
just because I have other responsibilities right
okay
now in my family. So.
Fine. So I will add me to Whitehall and to Pogue. So there you go. We have two folks with every park.
Now I'm glad to help if anybody needs some help, additional help, or need me to, if they're going to be gone and they need something done, I'm glad to offer my assistance.
We don't have to do a whole bunch. We just have to visit.
Yeah, and I was
walk
on your last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That would be
right, Mr. Chair. For those new to this, you don't have to go every day. If you get a suggestion from somebody, you can bring it to this meeting, because from here on you will have a subcommittee opportunity to say what you saw, what you heard, what you think you need. But if you get contacted about a hazard or a safety issue out there, call immediately, you know, the following business day, or you can report it to my office or community services, and it'll get sent to Mr. Dietrich to go as soon as he can get out there and make that fix. So, like, you see a swing broken, you know, those are the things that, as you're walking, go ahead and report to us at the next business day, and we'll get right on that. But if you hear a suggestion, that's okay. We'll have an opportunity in here to talk about that.
Who fills the dog cleanup bag?
That would be his group, probably every day they're walking.
Whitehall needs some.
Thank you.
Whitehall Park, you know that?
I'm sorry?
Whitehall Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think we have like four, five.
Some people like to take them by the handfuls.
Sandwich bags.
That's just so wrong. But nobody's going to steal your lunch out of the lunch out of the refrigerator at work.
That's the way to do it.
All right, that covers that. That brings us to number 11, an adjournment. We need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion and a second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And we adjourn at 6:30 p.m., 1 hour on the dock. Good job, folks. Thank you all very much. Let's see.